We now begin another week, possibly the last, of the Iowa General Assembly's legislative session. State House correspondent Joyce Russell is with me now to tell us where things stand. Hi, Joyce.
Hello, Sarah.
So first off, some progress has been made on some key issues, right? For one, the education budget. What are the items the lawmakers have agreed on about education?
Well, they've tentatively agreed on basic state aid for next year. And as you say, they've signed off on the nearly $900 million education budget. That's the bill that covers the Regents Universities, community colleges, and a number of K-12 programs. And the two parties started negotiations about $70 million apart. And in the end, Democrats saved some of their initiatives and gave up others. They mentioned student financial aid as one of the issues that they lost on. But they're calling it a victory that they were able to fund a reading initiative that was approved last year but not funded. And also Democrats got more money for community colleges in that compromise bill.
So some progress, a lot of that on money. But where does education reform stand overall?
Well, this is the bill that creates a new system to compensate teachers for work outside the classroom that we're referring to as the Ed Reform Bill. And as you know, the two sides have been sharply divided over what the Republicans call the accountability measures in the bill, and specifically using student test scores to evaluate teachers. Democrats and their allies in the teachers union have been resisting that. But toward the end of the week, it became evident that the two sides had moved closer on that issue. It looked unresolvable, but the chief Republican House negotiator made clear that what they're coming up with is not what he would have wanted, but it does appear that a compromise on that is in the works.
And Joyce, this has been a big issue that Governor Branstad has pushed this session and before. To what degree do you think this current legislation reflects his vision?
Well, I think it very closely reflects the governor's vision. Even the sticking point of using student test scores to evaluate teachers, that is clearly part of his agenda. When it looked like the two sides weren't going to be able to compromise, we asked, would you be willing to throw that part overboard in order to get the new teacher pay system? And this is what he said.
No. No, we need to have accountability. And if you look at what's happened in other states that have passed accountability measures, they have moved ahead of us.
And moving on to property tax reform, lawmakers have also gotten a little closer to agreement there. What's new?
Well, they have a tentative agreement that takes half of the Republican plan for cutting commercial property taxes and half of the Democrats' plan, and then income tax cuts that each party had wanted. That's all part of the bill now. It's definitely a hybrid. There's a lot in there for Democrats especially not to like. So it hasn't come up for a vote yet in the Senate. Local governments continue to have concerns about their lost revenue. So my guess is that the lawmakers will come back from the weekend. They'll be meeting with constituents, especially local governments. And my guess is they'll decide the world won't end if they approve this bill. And leaders are predicting that they will pass the thing this week.
Okay, so maybe one more to cross off the list. Of course, another issue that's taking up a lot of hot air at the State House, Medicaid expansion. Where do we stand with that?
Well, yeah, still no resolution between the two parties over how to bring Iowa into compliance with the new federal health care law. Senate Democrats, as you know, want to bring thousands of Iowans onto Medicaid. Republicans want a more limited plan covering fewer people. But I would say against all odds, by the end of the week, there was talk of a third way, a compromise between these two sides. This is a good time to mention that there's another issue delaying adjournment, and that's the human services budget, where Republicans are again pushing for abortion restrictions. That delayed adjournment the last 2 years, and I personally don't see a way around it continuing to delay adjournment this year.
They were supposed to adjourn May 3rd. Clearly that didn't happen. Is going into overtime becoming just par for the course?
Well, it's a function of divided government, I would say. In the last campaign, Democrats and Republicans staked out widely divergent views on a number of issues. And that's, you know, that's almost a recipe for not wrapping up the session by the scheduled end. So they'll give it another try this week. At least in the beginning of the week, this is going to continue to be behind the scenes as negotiators bang out their compromises. The Senate isn't even coming in today. The House coming in this afternoon. So as a result, in the meantime, it leaves rank-and-file lawmakers with time on their hands. And there's a revived attempt to pass an increase in the gas tax that we could still see debate on. One rank-and-file lawmaker who was working on getting a gas tax amendment up for debate, he said to me, "This is what happens if you give us too much time to think."
All right. Well, maybe they'll wrap things up this week. Thank you for being here, Joyce.
Thank you, Sarah.
That's State House correspondent Joyce Russell, and I'm Sarah McCammon.